It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by National Agriculture Day, coming up March 14th. While I'm at the National Farm Machinery Show, Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Steve?
If you happen to be among the tens of thousands headed for the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville today, be sure and drop by the Case IH booth and say hello to Max. He's scheduled to be there at 11 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. Along with Max, you'll be able to see virtually every major line of farming equipment under one roof. And oh my, gadgets galore, gizmos that will do things you never thought possible. It is not possible for Jamie Kloss to personally thank the thousands of people worldwide who have sent her gifts and messages of support, so she's doing so through the media. Jamie is the 13-year-old Wisconsin girl who spent 88 days in captivity after a violent abduction that resulted in the murders of her parents. After Jamie escaped, a 21-year-old man was arrested for the kidnapping and the murders. Jamie is living with an aunt. In a statement, she and the Kloss family expressed their deepest gratitude for the incredible gifts and generous donations that she has received, and the many kind words Jamie has gotten have been a source of great comfort to her. Have you ever wondered what happens to retired racehorses when they die? Well, apparently they are buried, and at Old Friends Horse Farm, about an hour east of where Max is today in Louisville, there is a racehorse graveyard, but most of the graves are unmarked. Until now, a headstone company, Kentucky Monument, has offered to donate a headstone for each racehorse buried there. In southern Minnesota, the Jackson County Sheriff's Department says a dog named Donald Trump was not shot and killed over a political rivalry. Oh, he was shot and killed, but not over politics. The sheriff's office investigated and concluded the person who shot Donald Trump the dog Sunday was legally protecting their livestock on private property. The dog's owner is an avid supporter of the president and has been featured in the news dozens of times for attending numerous rallies. He has also been cited over a dozen times by neighbors for letting Donald Trump and his other dogs run loose, killing other animals and attacking at least one person. In Elkhart, Indiana, a 31-year-old man was burglarizing a home when the two homeowners walked in on him. He allegedly offered them $200 not to call the police. $200? It doesn't say here whether that money was part of what he was stealing from them, but it was not enough. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.